In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Sisters and brothers in Christ, good morning. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Our gospel reading today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecute the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins today be wiped away. My dear friends, as we listen to the gospel today, Jesus does something that is very profound. He goes up the mountain. We see in the Old Testament where Moses goes up to the mountain and he receives the law from God. And then he comes and he reveals it or explains it to the people. We see Jesus doing a similar thing. Doesn't receive the law, but he teaches the disciples, he teaches the people, the crowd. And so he says something. He says this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven." In local terms, what he's saying, lucky are you who are not attached to material things. That you are considered blessed because you are given the grace that the material world is not your God. And that you recognize that you are a pilgrim passing through. And that this world is not your home. You are blessed. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know, very often we think that to be a Christian or to make this journey that is called Christianity, we will be exempted from suffering, that we will not mourn. And he's saying, listen, those who mourn are blessed. Because you see, it's in the suffering, it's in the mourning that our souls are purified. And he says, listen, even in the mourning, know that you will be comforted. And these words are very comforting this morning, that we have a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. That there is a land that God wants us to inherit, and that homeland is heaven, that God has gone to prepare a place for us. And all we need to do is to be humble. Don't be puffed up with pride. He's saying, just be simple, be humble. And then he says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. That one of the prayers that we all have to pray, Lord, give me the grace so that I will hunger for the things that are holy, for the things that are eternal. Put a burning desire in my heart for prayer. Put a burning desire in my heart to read and to reflect on your word. And he says, listen, if you hunger for these things, you will be satisfied. Then he says, blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Well, we know that David prayed for a new heart. And we all know that we all have wounded hearts. And we need a heart transplant. And the only heart we can receive is the heart of Christ. And so continuously, we have to bring this wounded heart, this broken heart, this heart that needs a healing touch. And we need to bring it before the Lord and ask Him to heal us. And then He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We know that the world is in unrest at this time, but peace is a person, and His name is Jesus. And as we come to experience the Prince of Peace, it's only then we'll be able to pass that peace on to every person that we meet. So I pray this morning for all of us that God will bless us and God will put a burning desire in our hearts for Him and for the things that are eternal. That God today will give us the grace that we need to stay connected to Him. Lord, may You uncover Your face to us. May You be gracious to us and our families. And may You give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.